Ace in Your Face back with you. We are now joined by 1978 Oaks High School graduate and 33-year veteran of the Oaks Volunteer Fire Department, Randy Burley. Randy is being inducted into the Oaks Public School Hall of Fame this Monday, September 23rd at 7 o'clock. And Randy, first off, congratulations. How are we doing today?
Well, thank you and good.
Good, doing good.
Well, yep.
Good. So when did you first find out that you were going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Oh boy, must have been a month ago, maybe a little longer.
Okay.
I got a notice, and a couple of people that knew what was going on surprised me with it. Yeah,
how's that? So how is that? Yeah, like how's the process roll out? Like how do you know how it gets decided who gets inducted?
All I know is someone nominates you, and then I think it's the school board or somebody with the school.
Okay.
Sits down and I won.
So when you did get it, you know, when you got noticed, you know, how did that happen and what was your first thought?
I was, and still am very, it was like, really?
Yeah.
You know, this is what I did. It was something that I was involved in community-wise with the fire and with everything else I did. And yeah, it's really humbling and really great if you can be recognized for just doing what you thought was right a great group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been fire chief now for 17 years. You served as fire chief for 17 years. How did you get involved with the fire department at first?
I actually was working in an auto parts store in Oaks, and a couple gentlemen that I dealt with, Mr. Ernie Zant, the auto mechanic at Land O'Lakes, Roger Benda. You know, I'm a young guy, and we need young guys on the fire department. So they asked me about it, and, well, we'll give her a try, Chief. So they brought my name up, and truth be told, I didn't get voted in the first time, and we won't go into that whole story. But came around again, and, got on. Lucky for me, I got on. That was the greatest experience of my life, probably.
Very cool. So you had you were honored with the Community Leadership Award in 1999, it says here, and then also you were inducted into the North Dakota Firefighters Hall of Fame in 2018. Now joining the Oaks Public School Hall of Fame, you know, how does this rank with your other, you know, honors and whatnot? I assume you're kind of a hometown kid. It's got to be up there in terms of honors.
It's unbelievable. I didn't do this on my own. That's the whole, it's awesome to be recognized for, yeah, I tell you what, I was a coach. There was a bunch of players that made this all happen for me, and we got the job done, and it was all volunteer. I talked with a couple of guys that are coming to the end of being on the volunteer side of the fire service last night. It was a while back. We were visiting about
right.
It, how many firemen came and went, and even who maybe went on to be a career fireman that might have spent time down here. And that just makes you proud. I mean, we have and will always have a strong fire department in Oaks, and to say you got recognized or honored for being part of that that's just a step above for me.
Did you ever think about going into, you know, making a career out of being a firefighter, or was that always just kind of volunteer for you?
I'll tell you, the only time I ever thought about being a career firefighter was years into it, when we had to basically do the same training and train side by side with career firemen. And it was like, man, I could have done this for a living. You know, I always joked about I never will decide what I want to be when I grow up. But
nothing wrong with that.
You know, it was very, very rewarding.
Awesome. Well, again, this Monday, September 23rd, Randy Burley will be inducted into the Oaks Public School Hall of Fame. The induction is held in the South Gym in conjunction with the coronation of the 2019 Homecoming King and Queen. Randy, again, congratulations. It's an awesome honor, and have some fun Monday night.
Well, thank you, sir.
Randy Burley, 1978 grad of Oaks High School, inducted this coming Monday.